All right, welcome to this second episode of the Situation Update for Saturday, January 9th, 2021. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. The censorship purge and cultural purge is in full force now, with the radical left giving us just a tiny taste of what they plan to do once Joe Biden is sworn in on January 20th. If they can achieve that, it's going to be absolute hell to live in America unless you are a radical, obedient leftist puppet. And I tried to warn people about this for years. I tried to warn many people, and even Dan Bongino, for example. And here we are, fast forward to today. Bongino has been permanently banned by Twitter, and the Parler apps have been banned by Apple and Google, because Apple and Google control all the doors, all the locks, all the gates. You wonder why we can't have an app on Google and Apple. But for a while, Parler had an app, and they thought, that's great, we have an app. And they didn't speak up for anybody else, did they? But now Parler's banned as well. I'm telling you, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I warned you. Alex Jones tried to warn everybody as well. Laura Loomer tried to warn everybody. And these establishment Republicans refused to listen. The Lindsey Grahams, the Mitch McConnells, the Sean Hannitys, that they thought they would always be safe because they're more mainstream. You know, they didn't argue against vaccines, and they didn't argue against GMOs, and they weren't conspiracy theorists, you know, believing that, my gosh, the coronavirus was a bioweapon or anything like that. They would be safe. Well, guess what? Now CNN is calling for Fox News to be removed from all cable channels. You know, from cable subscriptions. Yeah, Fox News and Newsmax is going to be removed as well, because CNN is complaining about it. CNN are the cry bullies. So, you know, you get to the point where you say, do these mainstream GOP people, did they just want to commit suicide? Did they just want to kill themselves and implode their own audiences? And, you know, what it really turns out is that mainstream GOP people, they hate Trump supporters. They hate Trump supporters. They do. They hate their own voting base. And they don't realize that the only reason people voted for the GOP was because they were voting for Trump. Nobody trusts the GOP, especially not now. It's over for the GOP. And here's what's going to happen from this day forward. No matter how we get through this current crisis, which is a massive crisis, we're in a state of war in this country right now. And big tech has just decided they have more power than the president of the United States. You know, Facebook and Twitter and Google, they've declared war on America, and Apple, war on America. And they're all run by the communist Chinese. And it's people like the GOP establishment that let them get away with it for all these years, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and so on. But what they're about to find out is that they're done. Nobody's going to vote for the GOP any longer. And it's going to be people like me that help make sure of it. Yeah, because we're tired of being betrayed. We, the people, we'll do something different. You know, we're going to follow Trump, whatever he does. Or maybe there's going to be a new party, like a Liberty Party or a Constitution Party, which already exists, I think. And I'm not talking about the Libertarian Party, but, you know, just a pro-Liberty Party or We the People Party. The GOP is done. The GOP will never get my vote again, ever. I will never vote for a GOP candidate unless their last name is Trump. I'm not voting for Ted Cruz. I'm not voting for, because, you know, he's a Texan, and he's turned on Trump as well. I'd rather not vote than to give a traitorous, treasonous GOP my vote. And the same goes for Fox News, that betrayed America, that turned on the country and called the election for Arizona as part of a grand scheme to steal the election and rig the vote and to try to get Trump supporters in Arizona to go home. All right, so this is where we are now in America. There is a full-blown cultural revolution underway where the communist Chinese are running the whole show. They're running the DNC, they're running big tech. It's their algorithms that censor the American people. The communist Chinese are running the mainstream media. They pay millions of dollars to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and all these news outlets, The Atlantic and everybody else. They all take money from China. I mean, most of the mainstream media takes millions of dollars from China. Or vacations and gifts and free dinners and free trips and all this kind of thing. Cultural experiences, yeah. Yeah, I bet Hunter Biden knows all about that. Cultural experiences. And China runs our elections now, apparently, as well. So China has taken over our country, but the American people don't want to live under communist China, do they? The American people realize that it's the GOP that allowed this to happen. That even during Trump's first 2 years, when the GOP had the White House and the Senate and the House, remember that? 2016 to 2018, had it all. What did the GOP do with that golden opportunity? Did they take down Section 230 and restore free speech for America? No, they didn't. They didn't because of people like Dan Bongino, who argued against it. So we don't need to take down 230. We can compete in the marketplace. It's insane. You can't compete under tyranny. You can't compete under monopolies. You can't compete when Google and Apple control the platforms and can ban the apps on all the devices that people use to access your service. It's unreal. So the GOP just destroyed America. I mean, look, we know the DNC destroyed America on purpose, but they openly talk about that. The GOP was complicit in the destruction of America by faking like they were supporting America. You know, during all the campaigns, GOP people like Kelly Loeffler from Georgia is, oh, well, I'll object to the Biden votes. But then when it came time to do it, she changed her mind, didn't do it. All kinds of members of the House and Senate said they were going to stand up and protest the electoral votes for Biden from the fraudulent swing states. And then the radical left stages the Antifa assault on the Capitol building. And all of a sudden, all the GOP people forget about the evidence of vote fraud? What? All of a sudden, that fraud disappeared because some left-wing guy with bullhorns charged into the Senate chambers? Unarmed, I might add. There was no violence, except the violence committed by the Capitol Police. That was violence. They shot and killed a woman, a Trump supporter, who was unarmed. Yeah. So the GOP stabbed us all in the back while pretending that they would support the country. You know, they said, oh, we'll support strong border walls. We'll support freedom of speech. We'll support the Second Amendment. We'll support Trump, they would say on the campaign trail whenever they wanted Trump's effort to come in. And Trump would campaign for the governors like Kemp of Georgia who betrayed Trump. And, you know, Trump campaigned for Kelly Loeffler and Perdue. Trump campaigned for so many governors and so many senators and so many members of the House, got them all elected, and they all turned around and stabbed him in the back, but they also stabbed America in the back. See, now we know. This is the silver lining of the current situation. Yes, we may be totally screwed. America may have been lost. The Republic may have been lost. But we at least know who's for real and who's a traitor. And the traitors in Congress, you know, put their names on the vote. They voted for Biden votes, even though they know they're fraudulent. All traitors. Every Democrat in Congress is a treasonous enemy of America. And most of the GOP as well. That's what we now know. And Trump knows it as well. Which is why we dearly hope that Trump will be able to carry out his military martial law plan. And that's why Pelosi's trying to remove him, of course, as quickly as possible, because Trump is ready to act. I mean, out of time now, you might as well do it. But, you know, I got to say, if Trump's been waiting for this moment, the dude's got balls of steel, because, I mean, this is like the end game here for the country. Most people have given up at this point, and big tech has now shown their final hand, where big tech says they're not going to abide by any laws. They're going to be complicit in a political coup, and they're going to censor whoever they don't like, and they are doing it right now, you know, censoring everybody that was a Trump supporter, everybody, and big tech censoring all the apps, all the platforms, everything to make sure that no one can speak in favor of Trump or in favor of the country. And it's, you know, it's so incredible. President Trump's son, Don Jr., summed it up like this. He said, quote, "We are living Orwell's 1984. Free speech no longer exists in America. It died with big tech, and that and what's left is only there for a chosen few. This is absolute insanity." So the Ayatollah and numerous other dictatorial regimes, they can have Twitter accounts with no issue, despite threatening genocide to entire countries and killing homosexuals, etc. But the president of the United States is permanently suspended. Mao would be proud. And Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center tweeted this out. "Jack and the rest of his power-mad Marxist employees have lost their minds. They insanely think they are more important than the president. Instead of hurting Trump, they're reminding everyone that big tech needs to be crushed." And there's so many people speaking out about this. I mean, they see it now. Again, this is the silver lining. Everybody sees it now. I was warning people 5 years ago. Google's dangerous, I said. The most dangerous company in the world. Twitter's dangerous. Facebook is dangerous. I was trying to warn everybody, and most people were like, well, they haven't banned me yet. You know, they've only banned you, not me. Well, guess what? They got to you now. Yeah, they got to everybody. They got to Bongino. They got to, you know, Tucker Carlson. They got to Fox. They got to Hannity. They got to Sidney Powell. They got to everybody. And then now at the last chapter of all of this, you have the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitch McConnells that still betray America, even in the face of all of this authoritarian tyranny and communist cultural revolution takeover. Wow, they've really shown who they are. What's amazing about this is that when Trump, and I hope he's able to do this, when Trump invokes the military authority, the Insurrection Act, or however he's going to do this, and when he arrests these people for treason, and I mean any traitor that has betrayed America, that is arrested by Trump and charged with treason and prosecuted under a military tribunal and found guilty through that legal system, there will be nobody in America who will disagree with firing squads. Nobody. Because the American people have seen it themselves. They've seen the corruption, the criminality. They've seen the outrageous tyranny and lawlessness of these corporations and these treasonous lawmakers and these individuals. Believe me, when they're arrested and charged with treason all across America, you're going to hear people calling for harsh penalties. I tell you what, you know, in a court of law, that's where this is going. And if Trump doesn't succeed and we end up getting completely taken over by the Biden CCP regime, then you can bet that where this is going is, well, people already realize that they're going to have to fight the system. They're going to have to resist the system because they've got no liberty, no freedom, no right to speak, no right to vote in a way that counts. And soon under Biden, no right to own a gun, probably. Guess what? Tens of millions of Americans, maybe 100 million, aren't going to just put up with that. And I don't know what the left thinks, that how they think they're going to live with conservatives in some kind of coexistence situation when they're calling all conservatives terrorists and banning them from having a job or being able to speak online or being able to vote or being able to have representatives in Congress. The left is only driving their hatred deeper into the culture war of America, and this is not going to end well. It's going to end probably in a bloody fashion across this country, which I've prayed over and over again that we do not see that. And yet the left is driving us to that point, driving the American people to a point where a lot of Americans will decide, got nothing left to lose. Let's see. I got fired from my job for being a patriot. Got shut off of all the online conversations. Can't participate in online debates. Can't vote in a way that matters. You know, the border's being overrun. Illegals are overrunning my town. Endless free money for Democrats under Joe Biden's bailouts. And yet my dollar that I'm earning is losing value every single day because Biden will be cranking out trillions. I mean, the average American is going to say, gosh, I'm losing my assets, my savings, my life, my house, my job, my reputation. Lost everything. What's left to lose? Nothing. And a lot of them are going to just say, go for it. That's the situation that Democrats are creating in this country. Now, we have a breaking report out of 100%fedup.com. The first extremist that was in the Capitol building siege is identified as a BLM Antifa activist who was previously saying online, we got to effing rip Trump right out of that office. All right, we've also confirmed that Nancy Pelosi's laptop was stolen during the protests. So I wonder what's on that laptop. And now this does lead to more confirmation that some Trump loyalists working for the DOD, undercover people, probably latched on to this siege and went in there and got Nancy Pelosi's laptop. And I bet you there's a lot on there. And we reported that a couple days ago. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, in Colorado, has been activated. I mentioned that earlier. Conservatives are being fired all across the country just for being Trump supporters. A Chicago real estate firm called At Properties posted on its Facebook page that Libby McCartan Andrews has been fired because she attended the rally in D.C. She didn't even go into the Capitol. She was just there as part of the rally, peacefully. And she's not allowed to have a job. You know, so think about this. Think about this. I mean, you can have 100 days of left-wing riots all across America with 25 people dead and $2 billion in property damage and buildings burning up and police cars burning down and federal officers assaulted. And the left says, that's great, do more. You know, Maxine Waters and AOC and Nancy Pelosi. The media never reports that as an insurrection, do they? Never. And anybody who even called for Trump to declare the Insurrection Act, oh, they were shot down. No, the Trump can't be a military dictator, we were told. But now, with Antifa leading this you know, breach of the Capitol building, suddenly all conservatives have to be purged. What's that got to do with Michael Flynn speaking on Twitter or Sidney Powell speaking on Twitter? Sidney Powell didn't lead the siege of the Capitol building, for God's sake. So you see, the left is using this. They're exploiting this situation that they created. It's their Reichstag fire. It's their massive false flag. They created it, and now they're exploiting it. Never let a crisis go to waste, remember, to silence all conservatives and declare conservatives to all be terrorists. And then if they can get Joe Biden into power, they're going to unleash the government against all conservatives. They're going to weaponize the government and come after you door to door, business to business. They're going to rip you out of your homes, and they're going to either prosecute you or execute you. And if they won't do it, there's plenty of left-wing radicals who will gladly take up the job. It's unreal. This is where we are. I mean, if you riot on the left, you get labeled heroes, and you'll receive hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate donations. Remember, all the corporations were giving money to Black Lives Matter as they were burning down America's cities. But if you riot on the right, you get branded a domestic terrorist, and you get put on the FBI arrest list. You see, I mean, the establishment has never really denounced violence. They just use violence for their own purposes, always political purposes. Here's Obama, September of 08. Quote, I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And then in June of 08, he said, quote, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. We don't have a choice but to win. That was Obama. But if you said that he should be arrested for inciting an insurrection or you know, God forbid, impeached, then, well, no, they would say you're crazy. Tucker Carlson on Fox is, he did a really brilliant piece talking about how the GOP hates its own voters. He said that this really is the main problem on the right anyway. The people who run the Republican Party don't really like their own voters. And they especially don't want the voters that Trump brought. Trump brought the party's ranks noticeably downscale from the country club to the trailer park. as they often sneer. And this horrifies them. Many Republicans in Washington now despise the people they're supposed to represent and protect. You rarely hear it spoken out loud, but this is the truth. A very specific form of intra-white loathing is at the core of the reaction to Donald Trump. That's right. Tucker Carlson's right. Because the GOP elitists in Washington, they think they're better than the, you know, the trailer park people that support Trump, or the, you know, the steel mill worker that supports Trump. The GOP hates its own voters. Well, there's a simple answer for that. Stop voting for the GOP. I have. That's it. Not voting for GOP ever again. And even if that means Democrats get elected, well, at least with Democrats, they're honest about how they hate the country. GOP will lie to you and twist the knife as they shove it in your back and say, oh no, we love you, but we're stabbing you, but we still love you. We're going to protect you while we're stabbing you. That's the GOP. Screw the GOP. Damn criminals. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden is calling for trillions of dollars in fiscal stimulus. Quote, the price tag will be high. Talking about his stimulus packages. He's going to lay out the proposals on Thursday before taking office January 20th. This is from Zero Hedge. Quote, it will be in the trillions of dollars. Yeah, I'll bet. Which will include $2,000 stimulus checks and hundreds of billions in state and local funds to bail out insolvent Democrat cities and their pensions. Got it? So they're going to take your money from the hardworking American people all across America, and they're going to hand that money to Governor Newsom, or, you know, the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois, the mayor of all these cities that stole your vote and committed heinous crimes to rig the elections. They're now going to steal your money. So not only do they steal your democracy, they're going to take your money too. And they censor you, so you can't speak. And they call you a terrorist if you own a gun or ever protest peacefully, unarmed. You're a terrorist. I mean, think about this. Do they wonder? I mean, do they have no idea that probably working class America will begin siege warfare against the blue cities, you know, just cut off, you know, stop delivering trucks of supplies and things like that? How do they think working class America is going to respond to this? See, again, these insane leftists, they think they can just dominate society, shut you down, kill you, silence you, get you fired from your job. I mean, they just want a one-party country, and they want to control every narrative. There is no free speech, no freedom at all. I mean, it's freaking communism, folks. It's the CCP model. And they rigged the elections to get there. Do they think the American people are just going to sit back and accept all this and just swallow all this? I mean, really? I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think the American people are going to resist in a huge way if Biden gets sworn in. I think it's the Biden swear-in day is probably the day of the beginning of the mass resistance by real America. Not a bunch of pansy soy boys on the left, but real working Americans who are sick and tired and have had enough. And that little storming of the Capitol building was nothing. That wasn't even armed, you know? That's nothing compared to the level of frustration that's probably going to be echoed all across the country from working class people when they realize they're all being looted to pay off the corrupt criminal communist governors of Democrat states who have already wasted money with their own payouts and bribes. I mean, man, Governor Newsom sent $1 billion over to communist China, $1 billion of taxpayer money as some part of a scheme, a money laundering scheme that he said was going to be used to buy masks and gowns and stuff. Those never showed up. Where'd the $1 billion go? Oh yeah, kickbacks to Governor Newsom and his family members. They're all criminals, folks. And that's all this is. This is a giant looting exercise. They're going to loot the country until it collapses. The people in power, they're just thieves and criminals, con artists, looters. And they're just going to tear this country down. And this is the final stage right here. So you better be ready for every scenario at this point. This is an emergency situation. This is the time. We got to demand that Trump take action while he's still president. We are going to lose absolutely everything. We will not have a country. We will not have an economy. We will not have a Bill of Rights. We will not have a Constitution. You won't have a Second Amendment. You won't have the right to speak. You won't have the right to vote. You won't have the right to even say no to a mask or a vaccine or any pharmaceutical they want to pump into your body with their mad science Fauci frauds and their Chinese engineered bioweapons. That's what this is coming to, folks. The American people aren't going to stand for it. So look, we're going to try to stay online during all of this, but frankly, so many people are being taken down. There may be attacks on the DNS system. Oh, let me get you that emergency IP address that you can type in an emergency to get to us. Let's see. Here it is. You'll type this into your browser. If Natural News goes down and other sites go down, just type in your browser 45.89.97.6. That's the emergency backup site. Again, 45.89.97.6. And that'll get you to our emergency site with emergency messages. If Brighttown goes down, we'll be working on getting it back up. Okay, if Brighttown.social goes down, same deal. If any of our sites go down, trust that we are aware of it. We know. We get alerted right away. And we'll be working to get them back online as quickly as possible. We may be taken offline for many days. You know, the 10 days of darkness, you've heard of that too. That might affect all of us. Who knows? There might be DDoS attacks. There might be deplatforming attacks. There might be financial attacks. There might be freaking, who knows? They might try to bomb our server farm or something. I mean, these deep state globalists are insane. And they're lusting after their power right now. And they think they can control everything and enslave everyone. They're doing it right now. So who knows what they'll try. But we are here to stay online and to keep you informed and keep fighting for liberty and freedom for all people. Again, I don't care about a person's, you know, skin color or sexual orientation, or even if they want to dress up as women and be transgenders, that's fine. Just do it in your own living room, you know. Don't do it in the public schools in front of children. Just do it yourself. You and your buddies, you know. You want to swap women's underwear in your own, you know, on your own private yacht or something, go for it. Whatever floats your boat, man. But we have to be able to be free. We have to be able to speak. We have to be able to vote in a way that counts. And I'm fighting for that for all of us. All of us. We can't have freedom if we don't have the right to speak and vote. So, and here we are. Totally censored, totally rigged, total crackdown, medical tyranny, financial tyranny, police tyranny that's going to be directed now against conservatives. And probably Biden will unleash the military against conservatives too with the Insurrection Act. So that's what's coming. And that's what we're trying to prevent. So thank you for your support. I will keep fighting for the rights of all Americans as long as I can, and keep visiting my websites and do all you can to help pray for us and support us. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Thank you for everything so far, and there's much more to come. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here fighting for all of our freedoms. Thank you for listening.